What's up, everybody? You know what it is, another episode of Love and Hip Hop. Khalil's back. Hey, we got a guest in the studio, and it's the same old ratchetness. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't know if you could tag it.
Hey.
No, you want to see
Turn
me
it up.
Hey.
I want to be a baby, baby.
Yes.
Spinning in his wedges like he came from Mayfair.
Another one. All right.
Another one.
For the summertime. Another one.
I'm mad at how legit hit after hit all these joints been.
He's been.
He said he's got a whole album worth of. He's a double album. All anthems.
Shit.
He
really?
Said all. He didn't cut nothing. That, like everything made it.
Cause every song has been hot.
It's
to the
hot.
Max. This joint,
it
Shining, the Justin Bieber joint. I didn't even like that.
Y'all
Nick
know
Ruby.
He put his son as an executive producer.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He is dad Absolutely. Of the year. Okay. Like, what?
Boss.
Cause
Boss.
That album is about to go number one.
No,
too.
It's going crazy.
Like, what?
It's going crazy. And this is 10th album.
10th album.
10th album.
10th album.
Damn.
Hits, boy.
I didn't realize it was
DJ
that,
Khaled,
that many.
Man.
Oh, yeah. He's at
DJ
10.
DJ Khaled. Yeah.
This is number 10, son.
And just think, people thought he was annoying years ago.
They
and
did,
he
too.
Never gave up.
They
Not
did,
anymore.
Too. Yeah.
That's his key to life. Yeah. Major key.
Major key. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Your boy, Lim Gonzalez, here for another episode of Love & Hip Hop. Super excited because the Avengers are back. You know what it is.
Hey.
And we got
Hero
a special
up.
Guest in the building. You can always find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And you can check out my website, stayinthemic.com. Next to me is my boy, my main man, Khalil Abubu.
What's up? What's going on, everybody? I'm What's happy to be head? Back. Find me on Twitter and Instagram, Khalil Abubu, at Khalil Abubu.
Mm. At Khalil Abubu. And you know how he does, always with something eating. Something. Today it's popcorn.
I got my popcorn. I got my drink.
That's why, you know that's why the ladies be like in the comments.
Why,
like,
that's
they be
why.
Seeing like, that popcorn.
I can cook
Don't
for you.
Listen to these guys. Hold on. Don't listen to these guys.
No, no.
Like,
so
I got something.
Be in there with some greens
like,
and some corn, man. It's all good. But it's your boy, Be Your Own Dad. It's here. Jimmy V.
It's your man, Jimmy V. What's going on? Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Go check that.
And I don't know why she left my side, but it's cool.
You know, by you popular demand.
She was like, I'm out this month.
She's on the good side now.
Right,
okay.
Right.
The good side.
She's breaking it up, but it's all good. You know, Trinae Todd, what's up, girl?
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. It feels weird to be on this side, but you feel me? We out here. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
Yeah. So, Trinae's been talking for a long time that she wants some more estrogen. In the building.
Female energy, you
right.
feel?
So, you know, we had to honor her request. So we went out and got a special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, no stranger to reality TV. If you're a fan of Are You The One on MTV, you saw her on their season 2. She also was on episode 3 of The Breaks on VH1.
Let
same
me find
station.
Though.
Oh. Yeah. Let me hip-hop. Look it up, look it up. But ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tyler Avon.
Hey!
What's up,
poppin', Tyler?
Yay, hi, you
So
guys.
Good to have you.
I know, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, turn up.
I know.
Turn up, turn
So
up.
Do you normally watch Love and Hip Hop?
I am obsessed with Love and Hip Hop. I don't know who isn't, because as much as I don't want to like it, I love it.
Right, okay.
So it's one of those guilty
it's understood.
Pleasures.
Respect
no,
that.
Yeah.
Respect
it's
understood. That.
Do I don't miss an episode.
Atlanta is your favorite?
I don't care.
You don't care?
It's Atlanta, LA.
Okay.
If they have a Miami, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I actually heard there is a Houston on the way. Like,
Houston?
It's already, like, there is a Houston
Wait, I thought
on
Miami's
the
on the way.
Way,
too. Are they, like, diversifying?
That's what I'm saying.
And Treasure
I, if it's making that
everywhere.
Much money, you might as well.
I gotta move back to Houston, though.
No,
let me tell you, Jock. Hold on. One second, Jock. Don't leave me. I got this show coming in my...
Right. No, I just love it. Hip hop, Oakland. Like, I heard a song. Like,
hey.
We out.
I'm
here,
not
son.
From Oakland, but you know.
Yeah, word. So, as a Love and Hip Hop fan, what would you say you like about the show? Obviously, like you said, guilty pleasure. But what is it that you like? Because, I mean, we talk about the ratchetness every week on the show.
I mean, I don't want to say it, but yeah, I was going to say the ratchetness, you know? Uh-huh. Like, I don't want to act like that, but I want to see everyone else act like that. You know, I don't want that drama in my life, but, you know, it's definitely entertaining to see everyone else's drama in their lives, uh-huh. whether it's fake, whether it's real, regardless, you know, it's entertainment. So what do I like about it? I don't want to say it's real, but, you know, you know, it just takes your mind elsewhere. It
takes your mind
elsewhere. That's what, that was going to be my question, is do you relate to it?
Do I relate to it? I don't want to relate to it.
No!
Have you been there?
I don't want to relate
have
to it.
Have you done that?
Nah, I'm good. I will pass on all of that.
All of that.
I'll pass on all of that.
It's like an escape, like watching a movie.
It is.
And you got like tea to sip.
How accurate is reality TV since you've been on TV?
Okay.
So what's the word?
How accurate is it? Yeah. I don't want to say that it's... I don't believe that... Here's my take on it, right?
Take it.
Being that I was on a reality show, okay. Mm-hmm. They cast you for a certain reason. They cast you because your personality in real life is actually, you know, out there. You're a dominant personality. Now, when the producers come to you and try and force some situations, of course, you know, hey, can you go talk to this person that you having a problem with? Because if I have a problem with someone, you're probably not going to be in my life for more than one episode. But somehow, all these people that don't like each other just end up being together, right? Why? Because, you know, producers or whatever is like, hey, you know, you need to go hash this out, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it's like these people are, I believe, already crazy. So they're going to do what the producers are wanting them to do.
So these were actual relationships that you had, whether it's whatever, actual friendships or not. But you went out to those people and said, look, I got this going on. I got to have a conversation.
I don't know. Maybe it's like 50-50. It's just an over-exaggerated situation of what may be, of like the feelings that are already there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So at the end of the day, these girls aren't really friends. Is that what you're saying?
Hell no. Are you really saying, like, would you?
Hell no.
Because I want to keep them
alive. No, because you see them together, like, on Instagram and stuff. So, like, are they really hanging out? Like, being on reality TV, like, do you guys hang out because the producers are like, hey, we need you guys to kind of make this facade that, hey, you guys are really friends and real life doesn't happen.
I mean, I would say so, but then at the end of the day, you also have to realize that on Instagram, it's going to help you to be with your cast members because the cast member, like their followers are going to like help you grow your followers, right. Vice versa. It's going to, you know, have people talking, oh, so-and-so's with so-and-so. So there's always, you know, not everything's going to be genuine there. I mean, it may be, but there can also be an ulterior motive. So, I mean, you never really know. I mean, I just feel like everyone's, you know, different. But, yeah.
But the producers, the bottom line is producers have a heavy part.
Hell yeah. Are you serious for those interviews?
Right.
They're obviously going to come and say, you know, how did so-and-so feel about this? Oh, my God. So-and-so was so good looking, wasn't he? And you're just, like, naturally, like, going to go off of, like, what they're saying.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's all the cheap sense I have.
Okay. Okay,
it's real.
It's good insight. I mean, because we have our speculations, right? You know, covering these shows.
Man, I've known from the start like, this is a whole bunch of bull. Come on, son.
Right, but I mean, to what degree? So, I mean, but I think it's good to have someone who's been on a show and can kind of shed light on how. And, you know, the producer's having a heavy, heavy involvement. Producer. So, is that what you do?
That's right.
I work on competition shows, damn it. I don't do this docu-series yet.
I work
for network. Fuck cable.
Word. Okay, that's dope. That's dope. So, let's get into this particular episode. It starts off with the girls talking about Jock's apology. So, last episode, we saw Jock at the end of the episode when they were in Jamaica. You know, he gives this kind of heartfelt apology to Carly Red about the way he was and apologize and blah, 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 blah. You know, and his lace front, you know, was popping.
Is it really a lace front now that I'm thinking about it?
I don't think it is. I think she was clowning. She was clowning.
Definitely.
That would be funny, though. That would be hilarious if it was.
Permanent marker. It looked like permanent markers on the edges.
Well, I will say, though, but you did see, you know, jumping around, but we got Caesar. You see, he had the dark and lovely beard jumping off.
Yeah.
Just like Rod does.
Yeah. Yeah.
They both got the same stylist.
Shout out to the makeup department.
Shout out.
They came through on that.
Clearly it works. Maybe I should try it.
I was about to say, you've been dealing with some stuff.
Yeah,
I
mean, maybe
it was
I should give it a shot.
Super dark. Like, it was
looking thick and a sponsor.
Yo,
something.
It looked like Sharpie dark. Like, let me fill this in real quick, homie.
You know,
like, you could take a Sharpie and you could make a beard if you wanted to.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
That's you gotta do what you gotta do.
In these streets.
Beard game.
Yeah, I guess. So anyway, but Mimi,
we
you
can't
know,
all be
right.
blessed.
I mean, you know,
right? James Harden slash.
Don't hate, because I'm grown. Like,
I'm grown.
Don't be mad.
Why don't you take off that hat? mad.
Don't be mad.
Grown up. Hey. Hey.
I'm about to say what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Don't be next.
I know.
Don't be next.
I see that ain't real apart. That's receding apart.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so we see Mimi is super upset about Stevie having, you know, Jocelyn around her daughter. Now, she's made this very apparent. She's cried on it and everything. And I really feel like I don't think that that's a camera situation or a producer situation. I really think she's really upset. She does not mess with Jocelyn at all.
It's real life. After seeing how the daughter reacted, we're going to talk about that later, yeah. But no, this is real life. I mean, Jocelyn, according to like news, is she's abusive to Stevie. She has like this manipulative streak on. They're both manipulative for sure.
Sure.
And then when you are a baby mama in the situation and your kid is in the middle, it's like you gotta hop on that flight. Not a lot. We've seen Love and Hip Hop moms. They don't usually take accountability from New York. That one female. Who,
oh, of course.
You know.
Yes.
But remember the female that went with old chick from The Wire so she could get on TV
and
have her kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I love my child.
Right. Maybe it was a real one, though. Man.
Yeah.
She hopped on.
She yeah, no, she J-Rod. Was like, I'm out. Yeah,
I flew home immediately. I am up. I specifically asked Stevie not to have her around my child.
Immediately. Yo, son.
Y'all have fun.
But that's real, though. That's just how she was. Mm-hmm. But, dude, she does not mess with Josh. Like, that's been constant. And, you know, they go way back from the beginning. Like
the cooter cat days.
Exactly.
The cooter cat
days. On the bus days. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with the Molly the Maid and like, you know.
Which
like,
we have evolved into a train now. Wow. If y'all didn't notice. Yeah. Danger Zone train.
Right. Exactly.
And we are now riding.
Exactly. I got to go here. I got to go here because obviously Mimi confronts Stevie, right? Mm-hmm. Of course Stevie's going to do his Stevie thing. Like, what are you talking
what
about?
What are you mad about?
I'm the good guy. What
are
you doing? What are you doing?
Come on.
Come on. It's like, what's all she
feeling? Yeah, they be over here. You think I forget?
Yeah, you know exactly. Come on, Ma. You know, but when Jocelyn, Tyler, I want you to chime in on this because Jocelyn is a G. So you know they, you know, she comes over to Stevie, right, and talk about wearing together, and I'm thinking like, you know, you know what I'm saying? She's like, on some other stuff.
You
she's like, look,
and she's like,
listen,
yo,
listen,
man, yo,
this is what's gonna go down.
Yo,
all right?
Basically,
we gonna get married again,
right?
All right?
But I'm like, all you wanted to do was like, let's just get in the studio. She's like, all right, let me get these rings, like Tyler. So let's say you had, you know, a situation with a guy, right, and he just
are you single?
Oh, I am so single.
Super single.
Oh,
okay.
She's single. Oh. Good to know. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, hallelujah.
Anyway, oh, I noted it. I noted it.
Oh, you
duly
noted. Duly noted. Check mark on your
door. Okay.
Anyway, so let's say you used to have dealings with someone and you also work together, right? He wants to work back. Would you like, in order to solidify the union of working back together, decide that you're now going to be married?
I don't even know how the two and two coincide with each other.
Exactly.
Like, I don't see the relation between, like, where's it? Like, where's the relationship between the two? Like, I don't, like, what does the marriage part have to do with the working part? I think she's just, I mean, I like Jocelyn. Like, I really, really do. She's like everything that I'm too afraid to be. Like, she's a boss. Like, she's super out there. Like, she goes for what she wants full heartedly.
Duly noting this as well.
Yeah, but then, I mean, I just think she's like trying to take control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't really see what the two have to do with each other. I she's trying to take control of the situation, and I think she's trying to have a little bit more control over Stevie. And, you know, especially
that's
now that
is.
He has another artist. So she's trying to make sure that that other artist knows, hello, I'm married to him. Remove yourself from the situation. She's
that
trying, you know, like it's a title thing. It is a title thing.
So it's kind of like marking her territory, so to speak.
1,000%. Yeah. I can't. Yeah. I really can't see any
you know,
other
when
reason.
When a dog pisses on a fire hydrant,
right.
It's kind of.
She's trying to claim him. You know, like
it's
I
about
mean,
that shmoney. That's what it's about.
I see.
So you
she's
think it's
like,
a convenience thing?
No, it's a money thing.
Money thing.
Yeah. No. They're both, you know, on a contract together. If they're married, that's more money for them.
People, I didn't think about that.
People that get up in the military and get married, that's more
I
money
know
for
them.
The militant.
Them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So
BAQ.
For
shout out.
This reason, she's like, I mean, hey, we both need the money. We need to make this money. It's always been about money to them.
Do you think? Because I mean, I felt like at some point in time that Jocelyn was very much in love with Stevie. Do you think?
And I would agree with that.
Do
you think that this is because? Let's put it like this. Do you think it's more on the side of money and power within the situation?
Yes.
Or do you think it's more about that she really loves him and this is a way of locking him down?
I agree with Tyler. You know, she wants to claim her territory and things like that. But it's also about the money. She said,
She said, she said something about, I make the best music with you. She said something about money as well. So it's clearly, she's like, my bread's starting to get thin.
Gotcha.
Let me get that old thing
the
back.
The reel's not working out.
Yeah, the reel ain't called back. You know, the reel, they didn't ask me for a week.
I thought they were going to have you join the panel. Right. They just wanted for a week.
They was not asking me to join. Bonnie Bella, the formula is still running out.
The thing I see like, records are selling, you know what I'm saying?
Cheetos ain't
when
enough.
When she fed that baby Cheetos, I was done. Do you see
remember that?
That? Like, yeah. She fed that baby some Cheetos. That baby is 2 weeks old. Why is she feeding that
baby? We said the same thing.
And it was like hot Cheetos, I think, or something.
How do you sit on set and watch that happen?
I thought the producer should have stepped in or
somebody. The producer.
Where's the medic at?
Stop.
The camera guy, the sound guy.
Somebody.
The PA, somebody.
That was terrible.
Y'all are feeding her solid food. She can't walk yet.
They have those baby puffs. You know, the ones that come in a little cylinder can. Why couldn't she give her that?
I don't know.
I still don't understand, though. What is the big deal about being the first lady of
like a record label or something?
Like,
or
you'll
like
never hear no dude like, I'm the first nigga Rockefeller. Like, no.
Right, what does it
matter?
You remember Gwynin, too?
Same thing I said before. Put a song out, and then we'll decide as a community who is important on this record label, who isn't.
That's true.
It with Memphis Bleak.
Yeah,
like don't worry.
I think it's definitely a status thing. I think they feel that it's a situation. If I'm the first lady of whatever label, I'm the first lady of this, like Faith Evans, first lady of Bad Boy, for example. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, I can
Nikki,
call the shots.
First lady
right.
Of young lady.
I can call the shots. I got the top dog. Like, I think there's certain perks with that, and I think that that's why they fight so hard. I'm not saying that it is. I think that that's the thought process.
I think that's what's going on in their
heads.
I got to stop you, though.
Right.
You said Faith Hill.
Faith Evans.
Faith Evans, first lady of Bad Boy.
Right.
It wasn't Lil' Kim?
I thought Faith Evans was she was always known. I thought.
The R&B.
Rapping-wise, right. I think Lil' Kim was always the one to say.
But that's why Biggie was like, and Stevie J took note. He was like, all right.
There you go, yep.
All right.
All right. He was in the back like,
You gotta make these bitches the first lady.
Make them the first lady, yeah.
These bitches the first lady.
There you go.
He was making his... Dude, did you see the interview? Side note. Did you see the interview on Breakfast Club? With her? Oh, dude, she was... Like, they talked about that.
Faith Evans.
Yeah, Faith Evans.
Oh, yep, yep. And about Stevie J. And he was like, did it? She's like, no, she's like, and did y'all get down? She's like, yeah. She's like, why? She's like, because I wanted it. Like, she basically was like, I wanted it. She's like, was it good? She's like, he ain't had no problems. He ain't complaining. Like, she was all about it. Like, she was like, that was me.
One thing she did say is Stevie acts a whole different way on the show compared to who he is.
I believe that. Tyler could probably, because I feel like a lot of these people do. I feel like this is exaggeration.
These people?
What you mean these people?
These people. Would you, is that a safe bet? People exaggerate on camera?
I guess you have to become a character, so... You want a following, right? You have to become a character, and you have to become...
At
the end of the day...
Season,
if you look at his particular situation, he got another show off of it because he stood out. So, whole, like, first lady of so-and-so, Gwen and whatever, it is a competition thing because a lot of females, to this day with, like, real life, like Nicki Minaj, females feel as though they are in competition with each other because there's so few of them. So it's kind of, it's kind of like who gets that spotlight because there can only be one,
true,
you know?
True. Stevie Gage had two spinoffs, didn't he? He got the Stevie Gage and Jocelyn and the Stevie Goes to Hollywood. Right.
No
right.
one else. I mean, who else got a spinoff?
Exactly. True. True.
Kate Michelle. But that was it. Oh,
yeah. A while back.
She doesn't count. She's like in a whole nother. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Plateau.
She's crazy too, though.
But I think it you make a good point, because I think the more you stand out, and I feel like Carly Rae is gunning for her show, because I feel like she is doing stuff like just to do stuff,
dropping
like,
off of benches, like why is on top of
I mean flipping the freaking veggie plate, like that was not even called like
because I called her because I want to. Isn't that what she said?
She said
because I don't like you.
Because I don't like you.
Boom.
Yeah, because I don't like you.
What?
And all she was like, can you pass the carrots? Like I don't like you. And just threw up. Like I was like, that was uncalled for for reality TV. Like we've seen some stuff where they get into fights and they, but she literally like went 0 to 60, like for nothing. Yeah. And I feel like she's gunning for a Carly Red show, like, or something, or to stay on.
I mean, I don't feel like everyone does that. Like, I don't feel like Tammy does that.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, there's some people that, you know, just true to themselves, but then there are always going to be those people that want to do the extra. So it's just, you know, a matter of just who's who, like, motives. Like, that's it. I'm not saying, you know, everyone's like that. Of course they're not. So, yeah.
Well, Carly Rae better hope Caesar's mom doesn't watch the show, because...
Look.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You try to be wiped up. Mm-hmm. You got to give mom's approval. Right. And she met mom. She did.
And
you know
she
what?
Showed her ass all episodes.
So
I didn't know. What did she say? She had sexy breakfast?
Yeah,
I didn't know what that
Wait,
is.
What were you laughing at? Y'all didn't see this when we watched the show. We should like have like a camera when we're watching the show. Because first off, Trinae's reactions are amazing. But what were you laughing
they are
at?
Great.
When she poured the sausages on the plate.
No, I was laughing because just the way that it was exaggerated. Like the burnt bacon. Oh, the Jimmy Dean sausages. Like, they had to just emphasize she really getting down in the
getting
kitchen.
Down in the
and
kitchen.
She's proud of it.
Proud
she's
of it.
She's sexy breakfast.
And that dress.
That dress was hot.
That was. It was
dress.
Nice.
You're in a long-distance relationship.
That was not
you gotta pull
a
it, you got to pull it out.
Right. What fishermen take to get fish.
Open up that my was door. 10 out of 10.
I feel like logistically that dress doesn't make sense for like sex though. Like you gotta go through so much to probably take it off.
Right. If you're a real man, you're gonna rip it off with your teeth.
If you're a real man, you're just gonna rip
it off. Rip it off with your teeth.
Right. Then you're gonna be like, so you gave me a new dress, but I'm like, I hope you got some soul.
Barbarian bandito. If you were a real man, you would just bite it off. Like what is going on here? Okay, so yeah, it was a little
Trinae,
bit.
Every week we learn something new about you.
It's them long distance relationships.
Same way, there it is.
Bite it off. Bite it off. Come on up over. I'm tired. Sure. Wait.
If you don't
That's
get to busy,
I can't wish you guys every week.
Okay, so we saw
tiger teeth.
We saw a lot of. Is that tiger teeth?
I know.
Oh, he's stupid. Saber tooth. Like, what is going on with you, dude? You're stupid.
All right, now.
All right, so we saw a lot of Estelita.
Estelita.
This particular episode.
Why do you care? Yeah. Why do you care that Stevie working with a different artist?
What is your take?
Why?
What is your take on Estelita?
Why?
What is your take on Estelita?
Why didn't you just stay in L.A.?
I think
why do you care?
To get on the show?
Yeah.
I think she could be on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, though, right?
But Stevie's not there, or is he?
No, he's
not.
No.
Here we go. That's the answer. With, you know.
Ray J?
Lil Shorty.
Fizz?
No. Yeah, Lil Fizz.
Oh,
she could
Fizz. I like Fizz. Fizz ain't too bad.
Soulja Boy?
No.
You.
No? Okay.
Anyway.
To answer your question, yes. I think she's going down the same spiral that every other girl that's been down the Stevie J. I want to make money with you, work with you. They somehow end up pregnant in a marriage. Okay.
Well, according to her,
it works. Damn it.
He's kept it
Biggie
clean.
Biggie Tommy.
Right. He hasn't done anything. He says, "When I look at you," that's what the quote was. "When I look at you,
I see
money.
Money.
You're
money.
Beautiful, but I see money." And you know, do you think he's okay? Because the basically, the consensus on the outer specs, especially, and I don't know why Carly Rae was so adamant about, like, you know, that whole scene when she threw the veggie platter at her, but I still don't understand that. But the consensus is that he just hasn't hollered yet. Like, he hasn't gotten to that point yet. Like, he is going to, like, it's inevitable. What do you think, Tyler?
I don't know if any of that matters. I just think her reaction to whatever he might or may not do mm-hmm. matters. Mm-hmm. I just think if she keeps it professional, then who knows? Because he is a, I mean, he is supposedly amazing at like what he does. Mm-hmm. You know, so if even he is full of, I don't know, if even he is full of shit.
Childish.
And he like, anything. He comes on to her. I just think it's a matter of her keeping it professional depending on what she wants.
Right.
So.
Ooh, is it possible to mix business and pleasure?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anyone hell.
I don't think Stevie J can mix business and
pleasure. I don't think a lot of people like can.
Yeah, I don't think he's proven that he can't. That's my opinion. I think that people have done it, and
yeah, I mean, say, I've seen people.
Yeah,
make it
people
work.
Have done it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it's the move.
Like
I don't
a think Waka it's the best Flocka move. And yeah. Tammy type, but I yeah. feel like that's two different.
And that's
businesses.
I think that's a whole different situation that's too. Not, it's not yeah. like she came as an artist and he was the producer, and then there was that. Type
right,
of
right,
vibe.
Right, right.
Like okay. they're a married couple. I mean, I think it's done, and it has been done successful. But I think it ultimately it is difficult to do that, and I think definitely Stevie J cannot do that. And honestly, I mean, maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but maybe he is not trying to holler. Maybe he's really trying to be about his business.
Boo.
I actually would agree.
We don't believe it.
You know?
Unpopular.
Unpopular.
I don't think he's trying to get it that either.
Oh, see? You side with me. See?
You think you're
done?
Boo.
I do.
Boo.
I will say, though, it is weird that it's like, oh, I'm going to go get another artist and...
He did it. No, but it's different because he got...
Well, not another artist, but yes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
He got Jocelyn out of the strip club, and then Estelita, he didn't get her out of that sort of situation.
Right.
It's more, you know, business, mm-hmm. things like that. So maybe that's why, you know, he came at Jocelyn in a more sexual way. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot different.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it could be... Because first of all, Jocelyn wasn't messing with him, right? Once she got pregnant and that whole situation went down, he wasn't claiming the baby. They were not working together. I mean, she's pregnant anyway. So he has to get money. And mm-hmm. so he finds Estelita, even though, yes, it's part of the show and she came over here to be a part of the show. So there's that. And it's like, oh, you can work with Stevie and work on a record, even though we haven't heard any music from her yet. But, you know...
But is she a music artist? Is that...
What kind of artist is she supposed to be?
Yeah.
So you think she's a painter?
Yeah, I was like, what kind of artist you think she is?
Or a rapper?
Everybody's a comedian. But I'm just saying, like, what if he was like... I'm saying, what if Stevie J was, like, extended into, like, I don't know, modeling now or something, and, you know...
Because we did see her with the fans on the rooftop getting the nice little photo shoot in.
But models don't call themselves artists, I don't think.
She's just like old chick from NY. The actress, the host, and the artist.
Oh, man, what's her name that every time she got on the camera, she said her...
Was that last season?
Resume?
Yeah, that was terrible. I can't remember her name. Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember that. That was really bad.
Shorty from
DC. She was always doing something.
Always doing something.
Always in front of the camera.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah.
She's like stretching and stuff.
Right, I'm doing cartwheels right now in the middle of my cartwheel presentation.
All we needed was to walk in. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah, she was doing extra.
Extra.
I don't know. I mean, I think... the Estelita, Stevie J, I mean, we have a few more episodes left, so it'll be interesting how that plays out. I personally don't think he's going to try to holler. I think she's trying to be a legit artist, I'm going to use quotation marks, but I don't think it's a situation, and especially Jocelyn putting the ring on, and it sounds like he's entertaining the fact. Do you guys think that he's going to get married?
No.
Do you think he's going to marry it?
No, that's tough.
Yeah?
I don't know. I mean, he is entertaining it. I don't understand why you would entertain it.
Right.
Unless you are thinking about going through with it. But I don't understand, like, why in your right mind would you mm-hmm. ever go through with that? Especially when you have your whole, you know, family, Mimi, you know, the kids, everything telling you otherwise. Like, why would you want to go against that?
Right. Yeah, he had that talk with his daughters, which turned...
It's more than a talk. It's, you know, don't do this. Like, I won't feel comfortable with you doing this. Like, why not, you know, respect the daughter's wishes, but you know, you never know what's going on in his mind.
That was a real scene, too.
It was. Yeah.
Oh,
like, that was one of the.
When Savannah walked off.
That was one of the ones where I felt like, wow, she is really
awesome.
She's feeling that.
Like,
and you can see Jocelyn be like, y'all really gonna.
No, because she's
tired. Y'all gonna let her do this?
Y'all gonna let her do that?
Yeah.
Well, she's been there the whole time. I mean, she's a teenager.
She's his child.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's that kind of dad that was like in and out of the, you know, the checkbook dad. So. The moment that she finally wants to have a relationship with him, you know, in person, not over the phone,
just
like bouncing back, visiting and things like that. To have this female who's around the same age as me, dad, like, you're literally, you're like 50, almost 50. This female is like 29. Like, what are you doing, dad?
Right.
Could you imagine like your dad dating somebody around your age and then she pop off on Twitter and Instagram?
And I think that's the thing too. It's like not only has he hasn't been there, but then he's chosen her over them. Mm-hmm. And then she's then gone on them on social media. So it's like you're sleeping with the enemy, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Why would you? And then all that you've been through, and it's like now you want to go back to that?
Yeah.
So I can definitely understand her frustration.
It's like she's frustrated with Stevie J, most importantly, because like, what does this chick have on you? Right. Like, what she got?
A baby now.
She got him whipped.
A baby.
But then I do also think that he is just trying to, like, you know, bring the family together. I do believe that that's what he's trying to do. And even with the whole, like, Estelita, that's her name, whatever, situation, Estelita. I like her. I don't think she's, like, trying to be messy or anything.
I think
she's a really pretty girl, but I think she holds herself, like,
she's
not fighting, like, in a classier way. You know, she doesn't seem like that.
She didn't start, by the way.
She never fights.
Yeah.
Whenever she gets in those altercations, she's always
she came in the wrong way from the get-go, you know? Mm-hmm. She came in kind of sleeping with him, I guess, I would assume. And
Talking about Jocelyn.
Yes. Oh, okay. Estelita didn't, she didn't fall into the situation that way.
Right.
So.
That's a good point. I like Estelita as well. I don't think, I mean, when she first came on the scene, I was like, okay, what's this? And more on Stevie J's point, because I'm like, he brings her in. This is a Jocelyn lookalike, wannabe. What are you doing?
I don't think it's going to be, but yeah.
In the sense of the whole Latin
the background.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Estelita looks way better, by the way.
Way better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think I knew that was going to be friction. So I'm like, is this drama for the show? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. But now seeing her develop and her character develop more, I see that, you know, she's, yeah, I mean, again, she hasn't fought, and like you said, she hasn't fought anybody. She kind of like, okay, go ahead and be ratchet. I'm going to be over here. I mean, when she came late, you know, and then sat down, it was just like, okay, there's going to be something. But I think Carly Rae was way over the top when she, like, went in on her. Like, it didn't make any sense.
See, that's the difference. She's sensible. Estelita is sensible. Everything that she says has, like, logic behind it.
Interesting.
And then our girl pulled the classic move. Estelita stormed out. What's her name?
The one Sassy. That's... I mean,
No, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the one that's always trying to bring
Melissa.
Yes.
Watch your step.
She always needs
baby. You all right? You all right? How you doing? You good?
She needs to say something.
What's wrong, Ma? Come on. No, talk to me. Talk to me.
Melissa is a straight up G, yo. She's going to seize every opportunity.
Okay.
But that's funny because you didn't recognize it right away.
Right off the bat. I was like, I see you.
You need help to your car.
You all right, Ma? You all right? Come on.
I can call your Uber.
Come on, now. They wilding over here. Come on, let's go.
Step over here.
You better than all that.
Yeah, exactly.
You better than all that.
Girl, man, I'm telling you, sensible.
Don't know your name.
Yo, so you
went out of line. Let's go grab something to eat.
Let's go to Waffle House.
Yo,
let's go to Waffle House, girl. Let's just talk over these waffles. It's gonna be our age. Weeping man, do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. All right, let me stop. I want to talk real quick, and I mean real quick, about Dark and Lovely number one, Rod. You know, he had his situation.
What are we talking about? Can we talk about that scene, please? Are we talking about the okay part?
I know the exact part.
Can we do that?
He was like, yo. I gotta holler at you, man.
He can barely get out of the car. Why this really remind me of something that would happen in L.A.? Because the YG song, the dude was calling him bro the whole time. It was like,
Come on, bro. What I got to lie for you, bro?
Yo, I was dying when Rob was like,
You been there? You been there? Zip code 91608.
Okay.
529 status law. Okay. You were there?
You get on the elevator, you go laugh. You been there?
Yo, he was way surprised. He was way surprised.
You been there?
But what's funny is they both, it's just funny because, and he even said it himself, he's a little
dude. Did the door get jammed?
Yeah. Like, he's a little dude, and you can tell he's got the Napoleon complex, like, big time. And so he's always flexing, like, every time, even when he's holding the baby, he's like, I got you. You okay? I came back from work.
I got
like, he's always like,
Atlanta people. Doesn't old boy Logan remind you of 21 Savage? Isn't he giving you 21 Savage
Logan,
vibes?
You think so?
Yeah, low key. Low key. Like, 21 Savage, he don't play. And
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. But yeah.
I know what he looks like. I've seen a picture, but I've never like seen like him talk.
It was like that.
He's a savage.
Yeah. Now he, I mean, you know, Logan is just like, look, that could be my baby, da 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 da. Like I was, and I love how he was like giving dates. So like, when was the last time you smacked?
October 3rd, 2015, at precisely 7:51 p.m. Right.
And he was like, I went to jail 6:59. He was like, hold up a second.
I went to jail later on that day. Hold up.
No, that's crazy though. Yeah. Jasmine, she getting caught up. Right,
see, we called this from the jump, though. We called this from the jump.
We did.
Miss,
we did.
I'm a change in the locker room.
Yeah. Rob looking like somebody's fed up father. Right. No.
He's so old. He just need to stop. He's so old.
He's like, I put up with all this.
Right.
Get out of jail.
I'm tired of
you. You lied to me then.
Right. You lied to me that time.
What's the girl's name?
You talking about Jasmine?
Jasmine.
I want to go to Tyler real quick. So what do you think about, because we've talked about this on several occasions with the whole Jasmine and Rod and the other girl and the baby and Kirk and how all this works out. What is your take on that entire situation?
I don't know what my take on it is. I just think it's so messy. I think Jasmine is the messiest of them all. I don't think it's real. I think it's like bullshit, to be honest. I mean, but then it's like, why? I feel like no one's really like blaming Kirk, and I feel like he deserves blame because why would he go out there and, you know, even put himself in that situation?
Well, Rashida's mad at him. Rashida's upset with
him. But at the same, but I'm talking about like the world, and like at the same time, it's like I don't know what I think of it. It's just a big messy situation. Like I'm mad that there's a baby involved because if there wasn't a child involved, I just don't know what I think. Like, that's, I just don't know what I think of it. I just don't like it. I just think it's super messy. Like it. I almost think it's fake. I'm pretty sure I think it's fake. I don't know if I think it's a scam. It probably is a scam. Who knows? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, the Mimi sex tape thing was all bullshit. You know, like who's the one that has like the alcohol problem?
Tammy.
Tommy.
Apparently, her situation, like dating who she dated back in like the last season or whatever, was all fake. Right. Yeah, apparently that situation was all fake because I guess the Scrap's mother came on like Instagram Live or whatever
and was saying that it was,
you know,
fake.
Exposed them and everything. So who knows what's real and what's fake? I don't know. I just watch it.
It's all fake.
I just watch it.
But
it's all fake.
Freaking Rod had the nerve to flip the script, but you brought another female in the house.
Oh yeah.
So now you over here just like, you know, getting that Jasmine.
First off, it's different, okay?
And Jasmine,
it's different. He brought it in the house. She went out in the streets and did that. And she ain't bring another dude in the house. She found him in the streets.
It would kill me when she's like, me and Kirk made a list of names.
That was so funny. That was funny because he was like, the name was Cannon. He was Cannon.
The name was Cannon.
Right.
All right, it was the number two pick. I didn't like number one, so we went with that. All right? Stop making this thing.
Exactly. My thing is, like, he didn't even know what the baby's name was. Like, stop it. And I love how Ron is like, first of all, in one breath, he's like, yeah, so remember the apartment, you know, the one Kirk was paying for? Then at the same breath, he's like, I don't know, I might leave now, too. And I'm like, you ain't going nowhere, brother. You ain't going nowhere. You're going to be right there holding that baby like this.
I got you, baby. Okay,
like,
your daddy don't care about you, but I care about you.
With the dark beard, like, stop it.
You guys know how many extra characters they've brought into this season ever since. Like, I think it's got to be plus 10 now.
You mean since, like, the main, when it first
started?
Since the season, yeah. Yeah, and but some of them we don't see anymore.
Exactly.
We don't see them, but yeah, some of them like Shooter. Remember Shooter? Rest in peace.
Oh yeah.
One episode Shooter.
Right. With the money.
Pew.
Shooter. And what was the girl he was with that he met with?
The little joint that needed her $7,000.
Right. Exactly.
We don't see her no more. Like some of them, they came on and then they just came off. So they done.
Rod's
The girl, she was in this episode.
She keeps showing up. Is that Sierra?
Yeah.
She keeps showing up randomly. She was in this one. I don't know why they brought it up real quick. They're like, so how's you and your husband and the girl? And
she's we together, but we ain't together. I ain't wearing the ring or nothing. Right. I mean, he's still in the house, but I ain't
he's not really in the house.
He ain't really in the house. Right. I mean,
she don't know he may be
inside, but he ain't inside. I mean,
he don't sleep in the bed.
He don't
sleep in
the bed. He don't have a good night rest.
Okay. He don't get good night's sleep. I mean, he there though. Like, he snores.
I don't tuck him in.
Terrible. It's so terrible. It's so terrible. I will say though, the realest moment, and that's what maybe we should do going forward. Like, have a real moment. Like, what is the realest moment of this? And
oh, I like that.
You like that?
I like that.
And I think definitely at the end when we saw, you know, Savannah and
Josh. Yeah, that was it for sure.
That was a super real moment. And she walks up and she starts crying. And it's funny too, because Stevie, as her father, he knows his daughter, and he's like, you know, oh, I can't stand when Justin cry. I can't understand her. He's like, what about when you cry? And I'm thinking, like, she ain't gonna cry. And then sure enough, she does. So he knows, you know, what she can tolerate and not. And at the end of the day, she's like a teenager. Yeah. Like, let's keep it all the way real.
And I mean, I appreciate even that little bite they threw in where he was like, oh, y'all chill with the cameras. Like, that was like a real, like, I need to protect my child.
Exactly. What did your take on that, Tyler?
I mean, I think that was a good, you know, extra little good look for him, just because he does seem, you know, so concerned like the caring dad that, you know, he is.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about people bringing their children on reality TV?
I mean, they seem older, so.
Well, like, is that something the producers have, like, put together? Like, they know they have kids, so they're like, why don't... Because we notice that a lot on All Love and Hip Hop's. They got, like, the babies, the kids.
I don't necessarily think so, because when I think back of, like, into, like, reality television, like, Tommy, for example, you never... Like, a lot of these people, like, you don't even know that they're parents because you never see the kids. Mm-hmm. So I don't think...
Right, that's true.
I don't know. I just think it's up to their discretion whether they're super young, so... It doesn't necessarily really matter, or they're old enough to make their own decision whether they want to be on the show or not. And I'm sure I'm sure Stevie J's family, like, kids want to be on the show. Why not? I don't want to be on the show. Right. So who knows?
Yeah, because you got shows like Teen Mom, like those kids.
Yeah.
On, you know, the reunion shows. Like, it's really a hot mess.
Yeah.
I don't think they're forced to be on the show. Yeah. I don't think that at all.
Well, we see, I mean, and I think with piggybacking what you're saying, I think it's very selective. Like, we see, like, even going into the next episode, Rashida's son. Like, we've never seen him. Right. And then all of a sudden now we see him and they're talking with him about the situation. So I think when it makes sense and when, because they got to get a check too. You know, when that child is there and they got lines, like they've been taught, they got to get paid. I remember when Snoop had that fatherhood show. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, back in the day, he said all his kids was getting checks. It comes into that to play as well. So before we close out, can we get our news and gossip music? And see if we have any. What is going on?
I don't know.
I saw something.
Oh, okay. AfterBuzz TV News. All right. Any quotables?
Quotables. Oh, man. Okay.
No quotables?
No, I have some quotables and I got some predictions.
Okay.
Too.
Oh, okay. What's your quotable?
So, Mike. Quotable is the next thing I see vegetables flying in the air.
Oh.
And then my prediction is that Jocelyn is gonna meet Estelita and she's gonna be trying to get the cootie cat.
Oh, with Estelita? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's gonna think that Estelita is attractive.
Plot twist.
Oh, wow.
Jocelyn is always trying to bring females in the bed. We know this.
For like the wrong reasons. She's always trying to, like, you know, snake her way and make the situation worse.
Mm. Yeah.
Between Stevie and whoever he's working with, like she did with Tommy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. He messed up that situation. She messed up that situation.
She did, yeah.
True.
Had her up in the hotel.
And then called the police on her afterwards. So, you know, Jocelyn's mind is always working. Everything she does is for a reason.
I agree. And that would be for a specific reason.
Yep.
Specific reason.
Interesting.
Anybody else got any quotables?
I just really love the Rod's reaction. So I had Bobby.
You've been there.
No. That
was funny. But as far as my prediction, I just Kurt with the separation papers to Rashida. I know that's fake. I know 100%
it's got it. The next one, yeah.
But I just want to see how that plays out.
Okay. I had the quote, which we kind of talked about already, but when she was talking, I can't even remember what she said prior because it meant nothing. It's like, yeah, so I'm just going to get this drink. I don't like you. And she just throws the thing. And I was just like, where did that come from? Like, yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, I don't have any. I think we're going to see more with the Rashida, obviously, Kirk situation with the baby, the DNA test. Obviously, he has, you know, the DNA thing going on with the lawyer. Mm-hmm. And so we see that. I'm wondering if Logan is going to take a DNA because he offered to do that. So that'd be interesting if he does.
Logan ain't got no money. He's couch surfing.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know.
The best one.
He made me do that. He made me get that abortion.
Oh, yeah. He made me do that.
She's absolutely. Jocelyn. But I mean, that's terrible. I think she does, but you can tell she's definitely still. Mm-hmm. It's a sore subject. I mean, you know,
very.
Absolutely. It's she has a child, but it is. It's the most dysfunctional family out there. Do you have any predictions, Tyler?
I do. I think that Carly is going to get back with Jock. That's my prediction.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, she skipped over the whole Carly Redden kind of Caesar type thing when he called her out like, yo, you think you're going to be doing this?
Everybody back home was laughing at me for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I respect for that. That's when Brooklyn came out.
But then at the end of the day, when he was just like, oh, but you know, you got me celibate and everything. All right, let's go. Like, you know, it was just like, he almost like, forget all of that. Let me take you upstairs. And then, you know.
Which is also very.
But very honest.
I
just liked how he handled that situation. Exactly. He's like, you're not going to be doing this all the time, but we're going to take care of what we got to go.
Finally, feels like he can wear the pants in the relationship because Dutch
is crazy ass. Oh my!
A lot in the relationship.
You guys watch that show?
Yeah. So, no, I don't watch it. So
Black King.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a really volatile situation.
Absolutely.
Every Monday. I'm there.
I love Black King. I love Chicago Ink, Black King Chicago. All
I watch it though. Yeah,
it's pretty dope. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We got to give a shout-out to our special guest, Tyler Abram.
Tyler in the house.
Also, make sure to follow me at TABRON27 on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and everywhere else in the world.
Back. Yeah, Instagram's over here.
I mean, we were going to get there.
I know, right?
We were going to get there, but you just jumped the gun.
Oh, well, my bad.
I was on the whole platform.
Yay.
But, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Make sure you follow her. You can follow me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Also, check out the website, stayinthemic.com. Khalil Boo Boo.
Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram, at Khalil Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, Jimmy V. Twitter and Instagram, at Beer on Dad. Go check the blog, beerondad.blogspot.com. It's always popping, man.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Your Girl Trinae. This weekend, BET Awards. So you know we're going to go live, so you want to keep up with me because
we're going to be there. She's taking all of us.
Find me in the background of her Snapchat.
So come out, Atlanta viewers.
Find me in the background.
Tyler, you're going to be on season 2 of The Breaks?
Yes.
So
and a few other things, a few other films that have the words.
Give me a role.
What you got thinking of? What you got?
I can see a waiter.
Yeah.
Just one little line. That's all I need.
Yeah. I have a few films in the works, and then I have hopefully a show on Freeform, which will be coming out soon. So I'm super excited for that.
And special announcement. I'm just putting it out there.
Uh-oh.
Tyler, also you might see her behind the desk as an AfterBuzz TV host. Oh!
She getting down with the squad over here?
Exclusive. So you gotta, she's doing big things. So make sure you follow her, check her out. But until then, we will see you next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.